Welcome, everyone, to the blessings of Christ on this 15th day of April. We are so blessed to be in His presence, no matter what the condition of our life might happen to be. And we give thanks. We give thanks for all that we've received. We invest our faith in all that we need to receive. And I would just like to take one moment to thank everyone for your prayers and the blessing givers for your blessings. As many of you know, my Larry was in a very critical condition in the hospital for almost 2 weeks. He was initially diagnosed with cancer in three places of his body, his lungs, his esophagus, and his pancreas. And after extensive tests, well, he was scheduled for surgery on three occasions, and it was canceled due to more testing that needed to take place. And then finally, 2 days ago, before they decided to whether he was up to it or not, they did another complete battery of tests that were extremely painful to him because he has not been able to eat in almost 10 days, just been on basically life support. He went through the next round of tests. There's no cancer at all in his body. It's all gone. It's all gone. So now he's just into recovery, and he's like a little baby dish rag and needing attention at all times, which I was struggling to give him, and I'm so sorry that I wasn't here on time, but thank you, Anthony, for logging in and being here and being ready for us to extend these marvelous blessings to everyone else, because sometimes we struggle so much for the ones we love, and it doesn't matter how much we give of ourselves. It's just not enough. It takes that extra measure that only God can give, that extra measure of perfection that comes from our surrender into the grace of God and the love of Christ and the benevolent healing energy of the Holy Spirit. And for all these things, we are most grateful. We are most humble, and we sincerely come with our hearts open like baby birds to receive all that God will grant us. And with those preceding thoughts having been said, I would love to open the community to request for blessing. And I am here for you. I'm here, and I'm sorry that I was late. I'm sorry we had these little problems logging in. But it's all part of the process where sometimes we just don't know what step to take next, but we give of ourselves to each other the best we can. Sandra, you're on.
Hello, and I totally hear what you're saying. Sometimes we need some extra help, and that's my request today. I've contracted a bacterial skin infection that for the past couple of months, caused by Graves' disease, and which I caught from an injury at work, which I'm still trying to get that case settled. So I'd appreciate anything and all help that could be directed my way towards healing of this skin infection.
Oh, okay. I've got you on the list, Sandra, and my heart goes out to you so much.
Thank you so much.
And Tony, you're on. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. Thank you so much for sharing the news about Larry. And, you know, I'm so grateful that that miracle has come to you guys. That's just beautiful to hear that. we've had a number of people in the community local to us and our extended family who have passed on just in the last week or two. We have a father of a brother-in-law. His name's Dave. He passed on from cancer. he had had Parkinson's disease for a long time. And and then we had, our friend Laura. But there was another person that had passed on. Sarah's, our sister's, our daughter Sarah's friend, her mom had passed on. And then, some people from the community school that Judy teaches at. So I wanted to kind of just send a blessing to all those extended family and community members that have been dealing with the passing of their loved ones. And also just to mention that today is new moon with Uranus. And Uranus is all about awakening, and it's also about innovation and about creating as a community. And a symbol for Uranus that I love is the lightning. And so the sudden discovery and awakening of lightning is also with us, with this moon cycle that's starting today.
Oh, good. Well, yes, some unusual things could occur. Some unusual, unexpected expressions could happen.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tony. And our blessings are with you, too.
Thank you.
And your loved ones, of course. We have a caller from area code 919, and you're on. Hi.
Hey, Glenda, this is Lorraine in North Carolina.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, I'm so thrilled to hear that news about Larry. I'm just, makes my heart lift, so. And the main thing that I wanted to share was that we have two new blessing givers to welcome.
Great.
Sarah and Meredith, who are two lovely, lovely women. So I just am so grateful for the blessing and for being able to share it with people who are really called to it. You know, just doing like little bits here and there, but when it comes up, it's so powerful.
It is. It really, really is. Well, congratulations to both of you. And please send me their names so I can recognize them and put them on our list.
Okay.
I mean, by email, so that I actually have them, because right now, you know, my mind is on so many things.
Oh, yes, I will.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I just wanted
bye-bye.
To...
Bye-bye. And thank you, too, Lorraine. Joanna, I see you're on, and your line is open.
Hi, thank you so much for praying for me the last time I called. I was in a really hard place, and I was able to get myself back. But today I have a couple of people to ask prayers for. Jack Wilcox died a week ago today, and I want to ask for prayers for him and his family, his daughters and family. And I also, my little cat of 20 years, she's been my companion for 20 years, is in the process of dying right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that was a long life for a cat.
I know, and I just love her so much, and she's really ailing, and I'm going to have probably put her to sleep tomorrow or the next day, so.
Oh, well, blessings to both of you, and just may love carry forward through all eternity.
Thank you.
As it will. We have a caller from area code 413.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
Hi, this is Sarah from Santa Cruz.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I haven't called in for a little while, and when I had called last, I was... actually just in the middle of losing a pregnancy, losing my baby daughter, who I named Rosemary Faith. And I just thank you for the blessings. Thank beloved Jesus for helping me through that. And I just want to ask a special blessing for my body to just continue to repair and recover, and that if it's part of my divine plan, that another baby will come to us, and
yes.
Just grateful for this love and this community and blessing, and thank you.
You are so welcome, and so many blessings to you and your future children.
Thank you.
I'm going to open the line to Susan. Susan Dove, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Sue Dove from Virginia.
Hi, Sue.
I just want to let you know that I came to the Corpus Christi Blessing Seminar, and my life has changed. So I'm so thankful and grateful.
Oh, you're not the first one who's ever said that. I've never seen anyone whose life didn't change after coming. Really, it is it's a reorientation to the self that you really are. And of course, the world tells us we are so many things and gives us so many identities. And with those identities come all these obligations that may or may not be true. But the one obligation we always have is to remain true to ourselves as a child of God.
Thank you, Glenda, so much. And I just pray for the world.
Me too. And I want to add special prayers today for peace to prevail in Syria, so that the genocidal abuse that's happening over there can be resolved in peaceable ways without further destruction. It's a terrible situation. And we as a family of humanity really do have the right to step in and say, no, we will not permit this to our children, our brothers, our sisters. But there are peaceful ways of doing it, and I pray that God will lead those who know how to do that into the situation and bring this terrible, terrible abuse to an end.
Amen.
So, Eleanor, you are on. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Glenda. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Great, great. I just also want to say how absolutely happy I am to hear about Larry and his recovery, and miraculous recovery, clearly. And so let me say, I want to express gratitude always to you and your devotion to the work that you and Yeshua have done. And I want to say a special thank you to Larry. At the time of the Creating the Best Year of Your Life workshop in 2008, the one and only time he came on the call, I think, or maybe it was he had been on a time or two, but he said something on one of our follow-up calls from that seminar that was very life-changing for me in terms of kind of getting connected with the power of the MMS solution. And it was very pivotal what Larry had said, and I just want to express my gratitude for that and the whole community and all the ongoing blessings that have come from your loving devotion and Larry's loving devotion.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome.
Thank you.
And very, very loved. We have a wireless caller from area code 321, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Scott.
Hi, Scott.
And I wanted to iterate same with Susan. I've had some really solid improvements since I got to visit at Corpus Christi, so I wanted to be very grateful for that. And then could I also ask for a blessing for a good friend I have in Orlando? His name is Ted. He's a kindly gentleman, well spoken of. And he's, to make a very long story short, he's being bullied a little bit by some of the structure of our community. So could I please include him in the blessing?
Yes, absolutely. And what's his name again?
Ted.
Ted, okay.
Thank you kindly.
Yeah, very much. And Eva, we're going to take your call. I think you're the last one. And then we'll go on to our blessing.
Hi, Glenda. I'm so happy to hear about Larry. I was especially felt connected to you two this week, and I think a lot of that is stronger because of my connection to my husband and having to take care of him a lot of the times, but things are improving, and I just felt so much like I wanted you and Larry to still be together and have a healing, and I'm so happy that it's happening.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. Thank you, and I know all you've been through and all the love, oh my gosh, all the love you have spent on your beloved. And, of course, God loves us even more than we love each other, which is amazing to say, but it's true.
Yeah, so and I so appreciate, as the other, somebody, I forget her name, was saying, you know, the times I had with Larry in the past at meetings, too. And
yeah.
That's also very meaningful, and I really was missing him. And so I hope he gets back into commission really, really you know, to that perfect body again, which would be wonderful.
Me too.
And I had a wonderful healing session with a lady that we've been working with for a long time yesterday, and I think things are really going in a very positive direction now. I feel like that 500 may have been here, as you said, and the blessings are expanding, and the really good things are in store for us. In our future. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful, Eve. Thank you, and thank you for all your good work that just goes on and on. And thanks to all of you for your love and your faith that you bring to this call when you come. Whenever you bring your faith for yourself, you bring it a little bit for everyone. Every person who dares to have faith increases the faith of our human family. And not just our human family, our extended family through our companion animals and even the wild animals that grace our life with their beauty and creativity and participation in the glory of living life on this planet. So, let us all now just surrender into our hearts and be at peace with ourselves, most of all, to embrace the love of God, to be open to the love of Christ, and to allow our energy uniquely to blend and harmonize with the energy of the Holy Spirit. Blessing givers, will you join me in standing? I will offer a prayer to Yeshua, and the rest of you will follow that prayer with your own private prayer, not necessarily said with words, but with faith and belief and surrender. Yeshua, we thank you for teaching us how to love and for reminding us that despite our condition in life, whatever hardships come to bear on us, whatever disbeliefs surround us, you are there for us. You are our companion forever. You are our brother forever. And you have brought us into a family of love forever. We don't always understand these things. And most of the time we focus upon conflict and on things that are not working. But for just this moment, let us surrender into your love and into your great heart that we may receive the gifts our Father has given us and shall give us for our happiness, our healing, and our future life. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest. Receive and be blessed. Bye-bye for now.